Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everybody, and God bless you. God bless you all from around the world that is listening from all around the world. Amen, and God bless everybody. Tonight we have the true word of God as usual. Barney usually shares the word of God, but tonight the Lord has put something upon me that I'd like to share, and tonight's sharing is about the Jezebel spirit, something that we do not commonly talk about all the time. So tonight we'd like to actually bring out that study and bring out what that spirit is, where did it come from, and who does it actually devour or devour. So there's a lot to talk about tonight, so I'm going to get right to the word of God and let us open up service. And then we're going to get straight to the word. Amen, and God bless you. We will be right back. But while we are opening service, please take this moment and time to get your Bibles and your pencils out. Tonight we're going to be reading from the book of 1 Kings and 2 Kings. 1 Kings and 2 Kings. That's where actually the Jezebel spirit is most talked about in the Bible. So get your coffee percolating, sit back, relax, and enjoy the true word of God. We will be right back. God bless y'all.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. What will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine. only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, I want to welcome all everybody from around the world. God bless everybody for coming in to hear the true word of God. Tonight we are going to be sharing about the Jezebel spirit and where it comes from and what does it do. And is it still today in our churches? Amen. So let us open up service. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight, Lord. And Father God, before I even pray this prayer, Father, Lord, I pray that for forgiveness, Father. Lord, I pray tonight that everything that I say and everything that I do, Father God, that is not pleasing to you, Father, I ask, Lord, that your mercy and your grace, Father, would fall upon me in the name of Jesus. Lord, tonight we open up service, Father God. And Father, we pray, Lord, that no hindrance, no confusion, Father, that would be tonight, Father God, upon the word or the people, Lord. But tonight, Father, we want to thank you, Father, for the word, Lord, that we are about to receive in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray tonight, Lord, that your word, Father, will plant a seed of good fruit, Lord, that we, as your children, may bear good fruit in you, Lord. I pray tonight, Father God, that your word, Father, would be a lamp unto our feet to lead us and guide us and show us the way, Father God, in which we are to be. Father God, we love you, we praise you, we glorify you, Father. And tonight, Lord, I pray and I ask you, Father, to use me as your vessel and as your tool. I ask, Father, Lord, that you would just lead me and guide me, Father. Father, I pray that the Holy Spirit, Lord, will just guide, Father, every word that comes from my mouth, Lord. May I serve you tonight, Lord, in spirit and in truth, Father God. But, Father, allow them to hear your voice and not mine, Father. You take over. And may your will, Lord, be done upon this word that we are about to receive and upon the people, Lord, that are receiving the word in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise God. If you are wondering where you are, what we believe in, we do believe in the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We are non-denominational. So if you're wondering where you are, you are in the right place. So glory goes to God. I'd like to get started. Tonight's word is about the Jezebel spirit. Now we must understand and recognize and realize Jezebel is a spirit. It is not flesh. It is a spirit. But it did work in a woman named Jezebel. But we're going to get to why, where, and what, and how the Jezebel spirit works and where it came from. So let us begin, and let us go to the book of Kings. And I'm a little nervous here today. A little tongue-tied, but that's okay. The Lord's going to take over. Father God, I pray the name of Jesus, Lord, just take over every word, Father. Nothing from me, Father, but all from you. Amen. Amen. King Ahab and Queen Jezebel served as leaders of the northern kingdom of Israel during a time of much evil in the land. King Ahab was a Jewish king who married a Sidonian woman named Jezebel and became involved in worshiping Baal, the god of her people. Ahab built a house to Baal in the capital city of Samaria and made an Asherah pole as a tool of pagan worship. We are told Ahab did more to provoke the Lord, the God of Israel, to anger than all the kings of Israel who were before him. Now that is in 1 Kings chapter 16, verse 33. Jezebel was likewise known for her evil actions. She was the daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Sidonians. After her marriage to Ahab, her first recorded action was cutting off the prophets of the Lord. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 4. Abadiah, a God-fearing officer in Ahab's court, noted that Jezebel killed many prophets. Despite Abadiah's efforts to save them, has it not been told, my Lord, what I did when Jezebel killed the prophets of the Lord? How I hid 100 men of the Lord's prophets by 50s in a cave and fed them with bread and water. The book of 1 Kings, chapter 18, verse 13 through 14. It was during the time of Ahab and Jezebel that Elijah was the prophet in Israel. Satan had this couple on the throne, but God had his man in the field, performing miracles and leading a revival against Baal worship. The 3.5-year drought that Elijah prayed for was part of God's judgment on the wickedness of the nation and its leaders. When Elijah confronted Ahab near the end of the drought, the king said to him, "Is that you, you troubler of Israel?" 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 17. But Ahab had it wrong. Elijah was not the one bringing trouble on the land. The prophet corrected the king, "I have not made trouble for Israel, but you and your father's family have. You have abandoned the Lord's command and have followed the Baal." Verse 18. After Elijah defeated the prophets of Baal and had them killed at Mount Carmel, which can be found in 1 Kings chapter 18, Jezebel issued a death threat against him. The queen went on to plot against Naboth, the innocent owner of a vineyard that Ahab coveted. Jezebel had Naboth killed so the king could confiscate his lands. The book of 1 Kings chapter 21. And she prodded her husband into many other wicked acts besides. There was none who sold himself to do what was evil in the sight of the Lord like Ahab, whom Jezebel, his wife, incited. Ahab's death was predicted by the prophet Elijah and Micaiah. Jezebel's gruesome death was so predicted by Elijah. True to the prophecy, Ahab was killed in a battle with Syria later. Jezebel was thrown from a tower, and some of her blood spattered on the wall and on the horses, and they trampled on her. Then, when they went to bury her, they found no more of her than the skull and the feet and the palms of her hands. Just as Elijah had said, the dogs ate Jezebel. In the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 20, Jezebel's reputation lives on as Jesus speaks against the church at the Thyatira. I hope I'm saying that right. "But I have this against you, that you tolerate that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess and is teaching and seducing my servants to practice adultery and to eat food sacrificed to idols." The woman's name in Thyatira was probably not literally Jezebel, but her immorality and idolatry in preying upon God's people was very Jezebel-like. Both Ahab and Jezebel were leaders of God's people who forsook the Lord and served other gods. The royal couple earned a reputation for sin and violence, and they both suffered violent deaths as part of God's judgment on their actions. So, before I go to the next part, Jezebel was actually a king's daughter, and this king was, I believe his name was Baal. No, I got that wrong. I'm so sorry. But anyway, let me just keep going forward here, and we're going to get to more of this information about Jezebel. Jezebel was an evil, evil woman, evil spirit that was actually working in a woman. She practiced paganism. She worshipped other gods. She actually was in pure, pure darkness. Nothing about Jezebel was in the light. Nothing. She was pure evil, cold-hearted, very controlling. Now, the reason I'm bringing out this spirit is because this spirit is one of Satan's favorite spirits to use to devour God's people. It is one of the best spirits he has and actually knows how to use it very well. And it is being used, it was being used back then, and it's still being used today in our churches. What do I mean by churches? Well, we are the church. We are the church. So, is the spirit of Jezebel working in God's children today? Yes, it is. More than ever. It was horrible back then, but it is worse today. Because we are living in the end days. So that spirit is stronger than ever today in people. Second of all, why are we bringing out this spirit, this certain spirit that Satan, the devil himself, uses? Well, because we have to learn to be warned what we are up against, what we are fighting against. If we are more aware and our eyes are open to the truth, and aware of Satan's plans and how he works, then we would know as sons and daughters of God. I just learned that 1 week ago, sons and daughters, children of God, how actually to defeat it and how to overcome it. If we know and what we are talking about, what we are trying to recognize, can we recognize the Jezebel spirit today? Oh, yes, we can. Yes, we can. But let us go on. Can we overcome the Jezebel spirit? Yes, we can. Oh, 1 second here, please. Okay, I'm sorry. Wrong segment here. I do apologize. I'm a bit slow because my computer is a bit slow. 1 second, I'm getting there right now. The hardcore fact about Jezebel. Anyone who threatens a Jezebel's world of control, this evil spirit will destroy the person at whatever the cost. The spirit will use persuasive sympathy, deceit, lies. Now, I want to stop there just for a second. Now, I know a lot of people also thought that Jezebel is just the spirit of adultery. Oh, Lord, we talk about that all the time in the churches, everywhere we go. Well, you have the spirit of Jezebel. You have the spirit of adultery. Well, Jezebel was more than just a spirit of adultery. And that's what we're getting to actually right now. It is a spirit of lies, deceit, murder, darkness, and all the above. So hang on 1 second here, please. Okay. Oh, okay, where am I here? Anyone who threatens a Jezebel's world of control, this evil spirit will destroy the person at whatever the cost. The spirit will use persuasive sympathy, deceit, lies, distortions, and trickery in order to control people. Jezebel will do absolutely anything in order to accomplish what it wants, and it will justify itself to use threats, demands, and even murder. Jezebel has no conscience. Well, of course, Jezebel's not going to have a conscience because it is a dark spirit. Those she rules over become cold-hearted. Their conscience becomes seared. Jezebel may impersonate those she controls. She may deceive the victim in believing that she needs them for whatever purpose. But the true reason is because the one in whom she seeks to dominate is an instrument for something else she desires. Jezebel's intentions are never worthy. They are always self-seeking. Jezebel will pretend to be religious only to obtain some selfish deed. But she hates those who preach the word of God and love God with all their heart, mind, and soul, especially if they have exposed her. She laughs at God and the scriptures. She has no regard for godly authority. She will use witchcraft to convert weak, insecure people away from God. Jezebel's ultimate goal is to destroy everything which gets in her way, but she has no power to destroy God's property. Amen. When she desires to destroy you, she will try to take away your self-worth, self-esteem, your hope, and make you feel abandoned, while she and all her helpers, messengers, slaves, and eunuchs, I believe, attract-size you. She will belittle and humiliate you, destroying relationships in your life by stirring up strife in the lives of all the innocent people around you until everything is way out of control, and then blames you for all of it. In this way, she controls others. She engages her victims in her craftiness, in adultery. She convinces her victims that they cannot live without her, often by using persuasive facial expressions, pouting, false sympathies, stubbornness, and seductive tactics. Wherever Jezebel is, so also is Ahab. King Ahab submitted himself to his wife, Jezebel's control and manipulation. Ahab was weak and had no backbone to stand up to her. But 2 Chronicles chapter 18, King Ahab was killed in battle because he tolerated this woman, Jezebel. God replaced Ahab with a God-fearing man to rule over Israel. The end for Jezebel goes like this in 2 Kings chapter 9, verse 34 to 37. Jehu went in and ate and drank. Take care of that cursed woman, he said, and bury her, for she was a king's daughter. But when they went out to bury her, they found nothing except her skull, her feet, and her hands. They went back and told Jehu, who said, "This is the word of the Lord," that he spoke through his servant Elijah. On the plot of ground at Jezreel, dogs will devour Jezebel's flesh. Jezebel's body will be like refuse on the ground in the plot at Jezreel, so that no one will be able to say, "This is Jezebel." Now that is pretty strong. That is one ugly spirit, I have to say. That is one ugly, scary spirit. But anyway, let's moving along. The worst news about all of this is that once a victim has been controlled by this evil spirit, for some time it becomes almost impossible for the victim to ever be released from its demonic powers, especially in the case I have discussed here, with a high degree of witchcraft. Powers at work. The victim here is Ahab, and Ahab has become complacent under Jezebel's control. He became the complete opposite of everything he was before Jezebel. Everything he once hated, he now addresses, and vice versa. He seems to have little reverence of the past and the way he views it. Oh, Lord, I just lost my... Sorry about that. Okay. Release from its demonic powers, especially in the case I have discussed. Okay, hold on. I apologize. I just had a very bad communication with my computer. Everything he once hated, he now adores, and vice versa. He seems to have little remembrance of the past, and the way he views it is distorted. It was like looking at a man with a split personality. Jezebel has made him a very ugly person on the inside as well as the outside. Jezebel has made numerous false accusations against me, while she sees no wrong in herself. This true story is actually far worse than I am able to tell. This is witchcraft at its best, when even the elect are fooled. Wow. Peter chapter 3, verse 11 through 18. Anyone who thinks they can live in adultery, fornication, practice witchcraft, and other New Age practices, and still enter heaven, is living in deeply embedded deceit. The devil is very subtitle about how he entices a person to enter into sin. But let me say this. What is important to note here is that anyone who is walking close to the Lord and seeking God to live a righteous life is not likely to fall under the control of a Jezebel spirit. This kind of person should recognize the evil spirit right away and know what to do. It is the weak who have opened themselves. I want to say that one more time. It is the weak person who have opened themselves up to something, left an open spiritual door for the devil to come in and dance around. The devil deceives these people into believing they are good people and have done nothing wrong. But who do we listen to? Do we listen to our friends, or do we test everything? To what the Word of God says, no matter how much it hurts, I'd rather test what I am hearing to what the Scriptures say than to find myself standing in the pit of hell, wishing that I had not created my own interpretation of God's Word. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9 through 12. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all righteousness, deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion, and they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Unbelievable. Those who serve Jezebel die first. I'm going to explain to you exactly what is this, what does this spirit actually, how does it work in people today? Now, for those of you that just joined us, we are talking tonight about the Jezebel spirit. Number one, the Jezebel spirit refuses to admit guilt or wrongs. A Jezebel spirit is never wrong unless it is a temporary admittance of guilt to gain favor with someone. To accept responsibility would violate the core of insecurity and pride from which it operates. When a Jezebel apologizes, it is never in true repentance. Or acknowledgement or wrongdoing. But rather, I'm sorry your feelings were hurt. Mm-hmm. Number two, takes credit for everything. While a strong trait of Jezebel is to never take responsibility for his or her wrong actions or behavior, he also is quick to take credit for benefits for which he contributed no effort. Number three, uses people to accomplish its agenda. The Jezebel spirit lets others do its dirty work. The Jezebel gets another person's emotions stirred up, then lets that person go into a rage. The Jezebel sits back looking innocent, saying, "Who, me? What did I do?" This behavior makes it difficult for even the most ardent truth seekers to pin one down. The Jezebel spirit is clever in its agenda. Number four, withholds information. This is a form of control. A Jezebel wields power over you by knowing something you don't know in a situation. In the eyes of a Jezebel, having information you don't have is a powerful weapon of control. Number five, it will talk in confusion. It is impossible to converse with a Jezebel in logic. One pastor wrote a 6-page letter to his elders about a situation in the church. The context was so vague that no one was without confusion. This is a way to maintain control and domination. When confronting a Jezebel, the subject may be changed 5 times in 1 minute. Confusion keeps them undiscovered and unexposed. Number six, it volunteers for everything. A Jezebel volunteers in order to establish control. He seemingly has endless nervous energy and eagerly looks for opportunities to be in charge of projects. Although he will work hard, his motives is never pure, and eventually his secret agenda cannot be hidden. Number seven, the Jezebel spirit lies. Convictingly, no one can lie better than he can. He can turn on the charm and make you believe blue is red. He always fools those whom he's just met, while those who have been victimized by his tactics stand by helplessly. The fact that Jezebel can look you in the eye and lie just shows how strong and adept this rebellious and reluctant spirit is. Number eight, ignores people. A classic ploy of a controller is to ignore you when you disagree with him. This tactic is frequently used by leaders when someone doesn't agree with their plans, and they isolate the person by ignoring him. Some in these situations have been ignored for months just because they chose not to be a puppet and say to every idea or whim. This puts the person out of the leader's grace and forces him to either come around to the leader's way of thinking or being indefinitely ignored. One is not free to disagree with a controller. Number nine, never gives credit or shows gratitude. A Jezebel will rarely acknowledge another person's actions, not even for something that turned out to greatly benefit the Jezebel. He just cannot bring himself to say thank you or to acknowledge that someone else did something right. There are those who have gone out of their way to bless a Jezebel by being the catalyst or sending him on a trip or giving a gift, yet never will there be a thank you. This again puts the controller in a position of power. Criticizes everyone. This is a characteristic of a controller. He or she has to be the one who looks good. So he will quickly, sharply criticize everyone who makes a suggestion or a plan. Even though he likes the plan, he can only criticize it because the idea did not originate from him. Criticizing others elevates the controller in his own mind. One-upmanship. A person with a Jezebel spirit will always upstage another person. He feels threatened by anyone who dares to steal the limelight or anyone who is a threat to his power. and control. If you are with such a person and tell of your accomplishments or victory, you can be assured he will quickly tell of something he has accomplished. Mm-hmm. Okay, talks increase in incentively. I'm sorry. Many people talk habitually, but a Jezebel uses talking as a form of control. In a typical conversation, he or she does all the talking, whether it is about sports, weather, or the Word of God, or in a prayer line. Because of this form of control, he is unable to receive input from anyone in his or her life. All conversations with him is one-sided. You are doing the listening. Spiritualizes everything. When a controller is confronted, he commonly spiritualizes the situation, explaining it off, "I'm God." This prevents him from owning up to responsibility required of him. The implication is always, "You've got a problem. I don't." Mm-hmm. Is pushy and demeaning, I believe it is. A person with a Jezebel spirit pressures you to do things, seemingly ripping from you your right to choose or make a decision for yourself. He or she makes others feel as though they don't have enough sense to think for themselves. It's clairvoyant. Oh, I love this one. Many who operate with a spirit of control also have a clairvoyant spirit. A Jezebel has supernatural help in knowing and sensing information. If he or she uses this against you, he may say, "I can't tell you how I know this. I just know it." This is not the Holy Spirit, but the help of a clairvoyant or familiar spirit. Clairvoyance may be defined as the power to perceive things that are out of the range of human sense. Commands attention. A Jezebel likes to be the center of attention and doesn't like to see others recognized and lauded. When someone else is recognized, he or she will quickly undermine the person's accomplishments verbally. Is vengeful. Since a Jezebel is never wrong, if you contradict or confront one, get ready to become his worst enemy. As long as you are in agreement with him or her, all is fine. But if you confront or challenge him or her, then look out. You are the target of this fierce venom. And Jezebel will stop at nothing to destroy your reputation. Attempts to make you look like you're the Jezebel. It'll even make you look like the Jezebel. A Jezebel spirit is difficult to pin down. If the person is near to being confronted, he or she will skillfully twist the entire situation, trying to make the innocent person look like the one who is attempting to control. As always, the Jezebel will do to look like the one who is right. Knows it all. A Jezebel is usually blanket regarding his knowledge of everything, quick to express his opinion in any area. He or she leaves little room for anyone to point out the other side of an issue. He or she has made idols for his opinion. Gift-giving. Gift-giving is a form of manipulation. A Jezebel uses that always makes you feel obligated to him. It also compromises the victim in speaking direct and confronting truth. Naturally, not everyone who gives gifts is guilty of control, but gift giving is a tactic used by those who have need to control. Is religious. A Jezebel dwells in the local church but doesn't like authority unless he or she is in the position of the authority. That means control. So, We also have, those are just a few things that we came up and how to actually identify a Jezebel spirit. Now, the Jezebel spirit goes way further than adultery. It has a spirit of pride. It had actually practiced paganism, and paganism is a very strong religious thing to practice. Where am I going with it? Well, okay, here we go. It would literally call out to the dead. It would sacrifice and think because it can actually feed the dead. It is the devil's top priority spirit. The devil uses the Jezebel spirit to devour God's children. This is the number one spirit that the devil actually uses to hinder God's children, to destroy them and to bring them down. Not just to hinder them, but literally to bring them down, cut them down, bring them to their knees. How does he do it? Well, watch this. He will actually manipulate them. He pours out pride into them. He makes them believe in other gods and makes them believe and thinking that God doesn't exist. Now, I'm trying to do this in the proper way. I don't want nobody to get scared, but I'm just going to say it straight out. The Jezebel spirit is the devil himself. It is the devil. And the devil's going to do what he's going to do to bring you down completely and try to take you to hell with him. He's going to actually make you, he even, here, I'll put it this basis. I'll go as far as this. He will make people think in their mind and put this in their mind that it is okay to take their own lives, to kill themselves. It's called committing suicide. That's how far it will go. He has killed, stealed, and robbed before. It is pride. It is selfishness. It is hate. It is pure darkness. It is not just the spirit of adultery. That is one of them. But there's more. It has to literally be in control, be in command, always demanding, always hating. If you don't give in to the spirit and you're fighting against it, it just makes the spirit more aggravated and more powerful and is giving it more strength. That's what we're doing as children as God. We are actually feeding it strength because of our belief and what we feel and what we believe in, because we're children of God. Okay, but the reason I'm bringing out this ugly, ugly, ugly dark spirit from the devil himself is because you must be prepared, you must be warned, you must know what you are facing. It does not just come in a spirit form, it's going to come in flesh. It's going to turn up in somebody like it did to Queen Jezebel that was married to Ahab. You could pick up that in the book of Kings 1 and 2. It comes in a flesh form, but it is a spirit from the devil himself. This spirit is very ugly, and it's very dark, and it is a very controlling, very demanding, and very ugly. It is very disgusting. It, like I said, and I don't mean to repeat myself, but what I'm trying to tell you, that this is the strongest spirit that the devil has, that he is using against God's children. Why are we bringing up this? Because you need to be warned. You need to know what you are fighting against. You need to know how strong you need to be. But I could tell you this, that there's only one that can fight this battle, and you ain't going to do it without him. You have to remain strong in the Lord and put the armor of God upon you, because you truly, truly do not want to get devoured by the spirit of Jezebel. The spirit of Jezebel is so controlling. It will control your mind, and it will allow you to think that it's okay to take drugs, to drink, to gamble, to commit suicide and take your own life. This is how strong I'm going. And for you to understand how strong and ugly that this spirit is, it will commit murder. It will lie, cheat, crook, steal, commit adultery, worship other idols, take part in paganism. It's all the above, all the above. And there's more, but I just don't truly have all that time to actually preach it. But what I'm trying to say is, please be aware, understand, open your eyes, and understand, because the Jezebel spirit is still being used today more worse than it was back then. Why? Because we're living in the end days. And I believe, I really don't want to bring this out, but in the book of Revelation chapter, I believe the Euphrates River, when the Euphrates River has dried up, I'm just giving you a little bit right now, has dried up, and three unclean spirits. Well, what do you think was one of those unclean spirits? Well, there was three of them. One of them, you could say, actually was one of the Jezebel spirits. And it flows to and fro the earth back and forth to see who it can devour. It will sneak up and creep up so quickly, you won't even know when it came and if it ever would leave. The only way it would leave, if you recognize it, pray against it, and fight against it, what the armor of God. So please be aware of the Jezebel spirit and how strong it is. It is in our churches today. False prophets, false preaching, lies, confusion, doubts, deceiving, murder, killing, adultery, paganism, darkness, evil, and the devil. It all sums it up to the devil. So, this is where we are, and this is what the Jezebel spirit is. This is one of the spirits that the devil uses against God's children. So, that is our segment for this evening. I want to say God bless you. Barney, did you have something to say? Because I'm just going
with it. Amen. That's a lot. Nancy, what you shared is a lot, and it's very scary. And I like to tell the listeners and not to be scared, because if you have Jesus Christ, the power of God, the power of the Holy Spirit listening in you, and I'll tell you the truth, there is a spirit of Jezebel out there. And what happens to me, if you have the spirit of discernment, my spirit gets very nervous when I'm among somebody like that. And glory goes to God. He gave me the discernment, and I could sense it. And I cannot stay around that spirit, the kind of person. But also we must know, because it's called Jezebel, but that's just a name, a label. Like Nancy said, where does this spirit come from? Revelations chapter 3, verse 20 says, notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess. Okay, she is in the church. It's a prophet. They think because she's prophesying in the Old Testament, she was a prophetess for Baal, she would want the elect of God, the prophets of God, to bow down to her and worship Baal, or if not, she wanted to kill them. Well, how do we apply this today? The spirit of Jezebel could deceive a person where she could kill them spiritually and bring them down to be carnal. And her job is to get them to worship anything but God, because it also says, which calleth herself a prophet, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication. But fornication also, we got to remind ourselves, it's called spiritual adultery. If a person worships anything other than God and puts anything first before God, it's considered spiritual adultery. And to eat things sacrificed unto idols. And it says, I gave her space to repent of her fornication, she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into the tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. And it goes on further, but you can read this in Revelation chapter 3, the spirit of Jezebel. It depends who you ask. Does it exist? I heard some pastors say no. Well, we can't always go by what man says, because God says, let every man be called a liar, but God be called the truth. And if Jesus Christ, the Son of God, Yeshua, says the spirit of Jezebel is in the church, then the spirit of Jezebel is in the church. Amen? Glory goes to God. And it likes to take control. It wants the center of attention. And its object is to give a person anything but the truth and to worship anything and put anything first before God. And it's a very, very dangerous spirit. It deceived many people, and it still does. And then glory goes to God, and thank God for this study about a person that truly worships God in spirit and in truth and is in the will of God, has nothing to fear of, but asks for God for the spirit of discernment and stay away from such a person. Amen? Glory goes to God.
Amen. Amen. And you know, Marty, it's not that, you know, I have to say this, because this has been going on a lot in the churches, of course, that, well, we can't preach this and we cannot preach about that. But if we don't preach about it and teach about it, then how will we recognize it? How will we be prepared to know what it is? We have to, because why? It is a part of the Bible. And if it is a part of the Bible, then we must preach it and teach it. Why? Because the Lord said we must. Now, second of all, I'd like to say this before we close our sharing. Well, I'm scared. Oh, no, we're going to scare the people. No, no, no. If you know exactly what it is, how it is, and what does it do, then you have no reason to be scared. You will recognize, know, and understand. Third of all, it doesn't say nowhere in the Bible, well, a certain pastor or, Barney could only read this, or Nancy is allowed to read it. It says for all to read it, and that's what it's there for. God put it there for a reason, so we can be prepared and know how to fight these battles. Like Barney said, if you have a discerned spirit, you will recognize it. You will know it. I have a discerned spirit, and it makes me nervous. It makes me very jumpy when I can feel that. So I know what Barney's saying. So please be aware. We must grow stronger in our walk. We must know what we are battling, what we are facing. And these are the things, these are the spirits of the devil himself. And this is what we are battling. This is what we are facing. We are not fighting flesh. We are fighting spirits, dark, ugly, demon spirits. So,
amen.
I want to say God bless everybody. Go ahead, Barney. You have something to say before we close?
Amen. I just want to elaborate a couple of seconds. How dangerous is this spirit? Just because it's given the name Jezebel. In the same chapter, verse 24, it says, but unto you, I say, and unto the rest of the church of Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan as they speak, I will put upon you no other burdens. Amen. So this spirit is from Satan, directly from Satan. It's a deceiving spirit. And we have to pray to God for the discernment to know who it is, what it is, and to watch out for it. Amen? Not to fall into the temptation.
Amen. And only the weak will get hit with the Jezebel. If you're weak and you're not strong enough in God, it said it in the scriptures, you must remain strong. You must remain focused on the Lord, because if you are a true child of God, you are not going to get hit by the Jezebel. Only the weak will get hit. What are we talking about, the weak? Well, people that are truly not in God, people that are half in the world, half out, or, you know, they're not, they're part of the world. They're weak.
Well,
they have no faith.
Put it like this. Elijah was a very major prophet, and Elijah ran from Jezebel. He got scared and ran for his life.
Yes, he did. Amen.
So,
Amen. He was a man of God.
That's right. That's right. Amen. So we must be alert and watch and be careful where he goes to God.
Amen, brother. Amen. Praise God. Well, that is our Bible sharing for this evening. So please be aware of Satan's spirits, and one of them is called the Jezebel. That's what they call her. So we're going to say we love you all in the love of the Lord. And our announcements is please join us back here on Tuesday night at 11 o'clock Central, 12 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Mountain, and 9 o'clock Pacific time for the True Word of God, of course, Watchman Report, I believe, Tuesday night. And again, like I said, we love you all in the love of the Lord. If you have any questions, you could reach us on God's True Lifeline on Instagram or just Pray With Faith. We'll be more than welcome to answer any of your questions. We're going to say goodnight. God bless you. And we will see you back here on Tuesday. Barney, say goodnight.
Amen. Good night, everybody, and God bless you. Amen.
Bye, everybody.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. By your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun.